48-year-old James O'Flaherty, one of the 10 people who died in the Chrysler explosion last Friday, has been remembered as a truly amazing father, a loving husband, a committed work colleague, and a dear friend to many. Originally from Australia, James had settled in Donegal with his wife Tracy and their 12-year-old son Hamish. Mourners at the funeral in the Gwelltacht village of Nadira Bioga heard Hamish pay a moving tribute to his father, describing him as a great man who worked very hard. The parish priest of Gwydor, Father Brian O'Farag, told mourners that everything James did was for his wife and his son, and they were inseparable as a family.
And in speaking with Tracy and Hamish, I've learned that James was a truly amazing father, and that he read to Hamish every night. Help me out here, I forget the name of it.
Going Solo.
Going Solo, that was it. That was the last book that you were reading. Every night a few pages of that book was read. And also that you, Hamish and James, that you were Xbox buddies. I don't know which was the best now among you, but I would imagine better Hamish and Shaw. The fingers have been pointed at Hamish. But your father, I understand, and I was told that James showered his loving son, and indeed his loving wife as well, Tracy. He showered you in kisses and hugs every day. James was so proud of Hamish, and he had every reason to be so proud of him as well. James also read everything that Tracy wrote for her degrees, and her essays and theses and papers that she was writing and preparing and so on, that he read through everything. That was his interest. He was always so supportive in that way, always encouraged in word and in deed. He was an amazing, capable man, and I understand that he did everything around the house, from laundry to hanging pictures to woodwork to cooking. Crazy omelettes, I was told as well, all right? You'd never know what you might find in those omelettes. And everything, especially his curries, that he enjoyed so much, and that he would eat curry till it came out his ears, of course. That was James Cheney.
Father Brian O'Farag, well, at the conclusion of the funeral mass, 12-year-old Hamish came forward to address the congregation about his father.
I'd just like to say a few words about my dad. He was a great man. He worked very hard and very long each day, whether it was around the house or at work. He had no shame, which I think is a great thing to not have. He wore a jacket with a huge paint stain on the side of it everywhere. He managed this by leaning on a wall which was still wet with paint. We were renovating a house in Fox Hills. He wore the jacket everywhere, to the shops, to the movies, and to the beach, everywhere really. I'd like to say thank you to all the people who have given and offered so many things. The emergency services too, who were there within 15 minutes, and also came to the wake to pay their respects during the past few days. I'd also like to say something which I have learned in the past week or so. I'd like to say that we should be grateful for your families, cherish them. Be grateful because they won't be there forever, so use up the time you have wisely. Also, be grateful for your life, because that too will not last forever. But be grateful, for you'll be able to rest after your hard work. Be grateful that God has given us this life and all the things in it, our families, our friends, our home, and this world that is awash with hope and love that God has given us. Thank you.
And that was Hamish O'Flaherty speaking at the funeral of his father, James, in Donegal this morning. Well, we're joined now by our correspondent, Sinead Hussey, who's in Chrysler. That's just an extraordinary tribute, Sinead, from a very remarkable young man at a moment of great pain and loss.
Yes, Brian, more really difficult scenes playing out here again today against, you know, the most beautiful picturesque mountains of northwest Donegal. It's the third funeral this week. And again today, we're hearing about the people behind the pictures, their stories, their lives, their families. As we heard in that piece earlier, Father Brian O'Farag speaking of the amazing father that James O'Flaherty was. He talked, as you heard, about him reading to his son at night. He also talked about James as a person of high morals, a person who, when he gave you his word, it was his bond. And they talked about their last family holiday together in Paris and the wonderful memories that they now have and will cherish. Father Afari also touched on the intensity and the awfulness of this tragedy and the fact that it's reverberated near and far. And he said, since last Friday, we have seen and some have witnessed and all have experienced that grief has no boundaries. And he said that he hoped that out of the shadows and the darkness that a most divine light of friendship will continue. And this has brought people together. And he quoted that beautiful quote we've heard so many times over the last few days, that our hearts are like mountains in the hills of Donegal. And in another poignant moment in that Mass this morning, James's wife Tracy, she also said a prayer. She prayed for the Lafferty family who own the service station where the explosion happened, that they may find strength and comfort. And she also, like her son Hamish, prayed for the emergency services. She thanked them. She thanked the staff of Letterkenny University Hospital and all who helped last Friday, and everyone, she said, who's helping the family now.
President Michael D. Higgins among the mourners at the funeral mass this morning, and the President has also been meeting some of the families who have been affected by this terrible tragedy.
Yes, the President is in Donegal now for the rest of the week, and before the Mass this morning he sympathised with Tracy and Hamish, embracing them and comforting them, and as you said he will attend the rest of the funerals here in Donegal this week, and he's planning to meet all of the families of those who died in the explosion last Friday, and he also wants to meet the emergency services. We've heard so much about them in recent days, and he wants to meet them to express his gratitude for all they did in those hours after the explosion.
And another funeral taking place this afternoon, Sinead, that of Catherine O'Donnell and her son James Monaghan.
Yes, this afternoon back in Creasla, the funeral mass for Catherine O'Donnell and James Monaghan is at 2 o'clock. Catherine, we know, had met James off the bus. They were in the post office queue when the explosion happened. And today at Mulroy College in Milford, where James was a student, paid tribute ahead of the funeral, saying that the school community is heartbroken and that they'll remember James in a very special way. They said, as he skipped in the corridors every day, James brought great joy, happiness and fun to our lives. They said he lived life with great excitement, great openness, and wore his heart on his sleeve. And they also had a special message for Catherine, saying her kindness and generosity of heart shone through every day in her son, and that she will be remembered by us for her love of her family, her kindness to others, and as her devotion for the mother, partner, sister and friend. So more really difficult scenes in Creasla this afternoon.
Sinead Hussey in Creasla, thank you for that.